We'll start out with Senate Bill 722, invited testimony, Chip Lisenby, Michael Jacobs, and Tom Mann. If you'll come forward, please. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chair, for the record, my name is Chip Lisenby. I'm legal counsel to Governor John Kitzhaber. With me is Tom Mann, who's the representative of the Oregon Association of Licensed Investigators, and Michael Jacobs is the executive director of that same commission. Before the committee today are the A6 amendments to Senate Bill 722. We've been engaged in some negotiations around the budget and the policy direction of this commission. For the better part of the legislative session this past week, we've reached a tentative agreement. Without sparing the committee all the details, and I know time is short, there's been a lot of concern about the direction that the commission has been going in the last few years, and we were really unable to reconcile the pieces of that. And so the essence of this decision, the amendment that's before you, is that the board will retain its proposed budget and its ability to set fees. The current board will, by the effects of this, will effectively be removed from the board, and the governor will appoint a new board in an effort to kind of look to the future and build stronger ties with the industry. I agree to this. Not so much reluctantly, but with some sadness, because we were unable to resolve the policy issues. I think we just need to have a new cast of characters involved in this in order to forge stronger ties, and I certainly didn't want to see the commission lose its ability to properly fund itself in order to do the new policy directions that it needs to take.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Trow.
When they were before us, it did seem as though that the differences among factions were almost irreconcilable. So this probably is the way to do it.
Okay. Chip, I appreciate your involvement in working through the governor's office on this, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Mann?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Tom Mann. I represent the Oregon Association of Licensed Investigators. We are the sponsor of Senate Bill 722. And I can't tell you how pleased I am today to be in front of you to tell you that last night at 6 p.m. I had a phone call from Leroy Chastain, a board member of the OBI, telling me that the OBI reconsidered its previous no vote on 722, met in an emergency meeting after a long discussion I had with Leroy Chastain yesterday, and voted to support the amendments that you have in front of you for Senate Bill 722. And I believe that we're all on the same page for the first time in about 3 years, and it's an exciting day. I wrote a memo, I think, to everyone last night saying I think it's a welcome step in the first step in the right direction, where the Board of Investigators and the investigators in state can actually start to work together to make this thing work. So we're pretty excited to be here and obviously support the A6 amendments.
Okay. Mr. Jacobs.
Chair Hannon, members of the committee, thank you for allowing me to come up here today. I have the same testimony as the other two gentlemen. The board does support Senate Bill 722 and its amendments and putting it together with our budget. And we appreciate the governor's office in working us through all of this very much.
Okay, thank you. Senator Trow.
You know, if this board is going to work in the future, y'all need to start pulling together rather than apart. And so I hope that maybe you've learned something from the conflict and now you can dedicate yourself to making it a success.
Okay. Any other further questions?
Well,
Representative Hansen.
We'll let the legislature serve as your role model.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hansen, I can't help but think that the addition of two attorneys to this board will bring harmony to
it. Absolutely.
Touché.
Mr. Chair,
right.
are we in work session?
Not yet.
Okay.
Any further discussion on the public hearing on Senate Bill 722? If not, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 722 and open the work session on Senate Bill 722.
Mr. Chair, move the amendments.
Senator Trow now moves the amendments. identifiable by LFO Rick Olson to Senate Bill 722. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Mr. Olson, do you have any other comments to make?
Mr. Chair, I think you've heard it all, and we're in favor of the bill.
Okay, Senator Trow now moves Senate Bill 722 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Close the work session on Senate Bill 722. And Senator Brown, would you like to carry that?
Sure.
Okay. Representative Doyle, would you like to carry that?
Okay. Mr. Chair, as attorneys, given our close personal relationships with investigators, we are delighted.
Well, I was trying to find members of the bar that would be able to conduct themselves. So.
We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 722. Open the work session on Senate Bill 5529. Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee. This is the budget bill for the Board of Investigators, and as you've just heard, there has been agreement amongst the parties to proceed with the budget. We do make some recommended adjustments, and I would like to go through those if you would. You have two pieces of information. You have a memo from me, and then you have worksheets, spreadsheets that you've seen before. Going through that worksheet, if you'll turn to the pages 1 through 3, you'll see there are adjustments there for the PERS rate reduction, and then there's also adjustments made for the Attorney General rate, telecommunication rate, and the state government service charges, bringing the current service level to $270,056. Questions on current service level?
Are there any questions?
Mr. Chair, do you want a motion on the current service level, or do you want to wait till the whole thing?
Well, let's wait and finish, and then we'll just take one foot motion.
Okay. Next is Package 103, Essential Operations. This will provide the board with some technical support for their computer system, data processing. Several of the boards on that floor of the State Office Building in Portland work together in that technical assistance, and the Board of Investigators would be joining in with them. It also would allow the employees to be part of the Employee Assistance Program, and it corrects billing for rent to include some office space that they currently were not billed for. NAS is now going to bill them for. So that package is recommended at $4,252. Package 105 makes a 1.0 FTE limited duration position permanent. This position was authorized by the 1999 Legislative Assembly. This is their office specialist, their clerical position, their receptionist. And this package would make that position permanent. And with the exception of a minor adjustment for the PERS rate, LFO is recommending that be approved in the amount of $78,873. Package 106 is a similar package as the previous one. This makes permanent a part-time investigator position. The board came to the emergency board and was approved for a half-time investigator position. This worked out to 0.29 FTE for the current biennium, which would translate into 0.5 FTE for the 0103 biennium. Again, with the PERS rate adjustment, LFO is recommending that be approved at $50,039. Package 107 was a request for out-of-state travel dollars. Currently, the board has no funds for out-of-state travel. LFO is recommending that amount be cut in half and approved at $2,500. That would allow one board member or staff to travel to one annual conference of the National Association. And then finally, package 301 is an LFO program reduction package, one that we put in. The anticipated revenues for the board are slightly lower than what was in the governor's recommended budget. This simply reduces expenditure levels to stay within what that anticipated revenue level is. And so we're recommending that you approve the reductions of $27,551. That brings the total budget to $378,169.
Senator Trow now moves that we adopt the LFO recommendation of $378,169 to Senate Bill 5529. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Further amendments?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Senator Trow now moves Senate Bill 5529 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Close the work session on Senate Bill 5529. Senator Trow, would you like to carry that? And Representative Knopp, would you like to carry that?
Yeah, with you, sir.
All right. We'll open the work session on Senate Bill 5549. Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee. This bill ratifies a fee that was instituted by the board during the 99-01 biennium. ORS 291.055 requires the legislature to ratify the fees that were instituted. This is a fee for a FBI fingerprint background check. It's a $24 fee, and you have the Dash 1 amendments. This was really a blank bill that we had sitting in the committee. We amended the bill to remove the language that was in the bill and replaced it with this language to ratify the $24 fee.
Okay. Is there a discussion? Senator Trow now moves that we adopt the LFO recommendation of recognizing and adopting the fee for Senate Bill 5549. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Senator Trow now moves Senate Bill 5549 to the full Ways and Means Committee as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Senator Trow and Representative Knopf, would you carry that, please? We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 5549. Open the work session on Senate Bill 5509. Mr. Lemon, would you like to come forward, please? Mr. McGee?
Chair, while they're coming forward, Philip will just summarize the memo that we placed before you. This is a budget that was before the subcommittee in public hearings on April 10th and April 11th. Subsequent to those hearings, the chair had initiated a bill in the Senate, a Senate Bill 967, to initiate a potential transfer of some of the juvenile crime prevention activities to the Youth Authority. That bill, however, did not proceed through the process. So we are here to adopt what would be the current law budget for this agency, essentially, and if any other policy legislation passes that affects it, those adjustments will catch up with it later. To carry out the co-chair's budget, LFO is recommending that the governor's budget be reduced, $154,413, of which that $153,508 of that is general fund. When you read through these adjustments, you will come to the conclusion that most of those are related to central government service charges, rate reductions, and out-of-state travel reductions, with one exception. There was one policy package that is not funded and that would have created a new planner position, planner staff position. That's the largest single reduction, which is $141,422. And there is one budget note related to the juvenile crime prevention program. In testimony, there was considerable discussion about efforts to
better defined services, there's prevention versus basic services. There are funds provided for both those. There was a discussion about improving coordination between this Juvenile Crime Prevention Advisory Committee and the Commission on Children and Families, and as well as seeking better ways to coordinate the categorical prevention program. So the budget note addresses those three issues and requests them to continue to make efforts to develop the evaluation system that they're required to by the enabling legislation, and then to provide a progress report for the next session. The next budget expectation statement is consistent with what we've adopted in other budgets related to the Department of Justice, and requiring them to adopt the gatekeeper policy and take other legal cost savings steps. When we had the bill in committee before, LFO indicated that there was an issue regarding an account that the Criminal Justice Commission needed to have set up so that it could receive and pass through other funds. That account has been established in House Bill 5048. And has already been sent out of Ways and Means. The last note that LFO wants to bring your attention is that Asset Forfeiture Oversight Committee, which is a committee they are constitutionally required to have and statutorily the commission is required to staff, may have some other funds revenue issues in this biennium due to passage of Ballot Measure 3. And there are some things yet to be determined in terms of what the actual revenue shortage may be. At the outside, they support a half position of $67,000 other funds. And if the passage of that measure results in a significant reduction in other funds revenue, it may require the commission to seek funds from the general fund to help them continue to carry out the required activities. But we will look at the entire budget should that happen to see what, if anything, could be done to mitigate that need.
And for the record, I'd like to propose that Mr. McGee and Department of Administrative Services, that if, in fact, legislation does pass, that the agency is certainly invited back to the E-Board so that we can take whatever corrective action is necessary so this program is not jeopardized. Senator
Trout. Could we ask the agency head to talk about possible problems with the budget so we know what we might need to consider?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Trout. I think the staff has done a great job in identifying what the issues are for us. We have an ongoing disconnect between what the statute tells the commission its primary function is, which is to develop a long-range public safety plan, and the resources we have to do that. When the commission was created in 95 and transitioned from the Criminal Justice Council, it went from a agency with program responsibilities and then moved many of those into a planning context. And we were never really transitioned into that kind of a body. So we have come back over the various sessions and talked to you about that disconnect. We still don't have the resources to do that in a manner that we think ought to be done and that we've heard from you we should be doing. But we'll continue to make our best efforts to do that with what we have. The other issue is that in previous biennia, this committee has directed that the forfeiture oversight function be staffed through other funds, which are the forfeiture proceeds. Measure 3 has basically cut off those proceeds from local law enforcement agencies seizing and forfeiting property. There are two bills that I think will end up passing that will restore some level of that revenue, but we've also had about 6 or 9 months of time where there have been no seizures and no forfeitures and therefore no revenue. So that's the other hole in our budget that we see.
Okay. Senator Brown?
Yes, Phil, could you talk to me on the juvenile crime prevention piece? My understanding is that a huge portion of the dollars in this budget are related to juvenile crime prevention, and my concern is that from this memo, it looks like there's to be a report next session on developing a comprehensive evaluation system. And my concern is that given the dollars we're spending, that we should have the evaluation system in place so we know what we're spending is, whether it's doing the trick.
Mr. Chair, Senator Brown, we do have, this is an ongoing effort. We do have some evaluation information now. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you were appointed to the subcommittee when we had our hearings, and so I apologize, I did not get that information to you. Many of these programs were slow in getting started because of the phasing and in the funding and getting programs up and running. We have information that we presented to the subcommittee on what type of youth are coming into these programs, and PSU did that evaluation for us. They found that we are targeting the right kids for entry into these programs. They have multiple risk factors, and the programs are getting to there. We are going to refine our evaluation process, and by the time we come back next biennium, we will have time for kids to have entered, gone through the programs, and been out for some time, so we can not only test for you what the effect of the program was on those risk factors, but also whether they've stayed away from the juvenile justice system at a rate that we expect them to.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Now, Mr. McGee, do you have any comments?
Just time, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Larry?
Chair Hinnon, to move the budget from to the full committee, we just need to adopt some amendments to the bill before you, and I've outlined them in the memo. Basically, in line 6 of the bill, which relates to the general fund appropriation, leaving the amount in the bill and inserting $19,349,790. For the other funds portion, reducing it slightly to $71,253. And for the federal funds portion, a small reduction as well, $4,019,967.
Okay. Senator Trow now moves that we adopt the LFO recommendation and amend Senate Bill 5509. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Senator Trow now moves that we pass Senate Bill 5509 to the Full Ways and Means Committee as amended. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? If not, it is so approved. Representative Hansen, would you carry that?
I'd like to.
And Senator Trow, would you carry that?
Sure.
And there's no meeting tomorrow, right?
Chair, that's correct. No meeting tomorrow. There will be a meeting on Monday, and I was going to give everybody before they left a tentative agenda for Monday's meeting, so if they should know what bills are going to be up. We have work sessions scheduled for five bills.
Five bills. We'll start what time?
Start 8:45.
And so your Public Safety Committee is off tomorrow, but if you're on one of the other revolving Ways and Means Committees, they do meet tomorrow. So thank you. Have a nice weekend. Thank you, Mr. Lynch, Mr. McGee. We are adjourned.